I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. Don't tell the other podcasts. I should go.
Hi, you're listening to Conversing with an Adult, the podcast within a podcast where instead of rushing back into our past, we plod methodically into the future. Boom, nailed it.
Is it any wonder why we're still going on
and on and on?
Does anybody ever ask what happened to that one we took? And if we got older, well, you know that's just fine. I could be 100 and I'll still be talking like a teen.
Hi, you're listening to Talking Like a Teen, the podcast where we have a tendency to rush back into our past. Hi, I'm Ashley. Adrian is not here. It's just me. So if you don't like me very much, sorry about your luck. Click the next one. No, if you don't like me very much and you like Adrian, he has a whole ass other podcast that aside from like 3 or 4 episodes, I'm not in. So go listen to Adrian Has Issues. Anyway. Oh, Lord. It's wild to think about how much he and I keep each other on track, and yet the show is unorganized chaos. Anyway, the main reason I'm recording this is because I had somebody message me and ask me what the deal was with the podcast, why there hadn't been new episodes in a couple of months. And there's a short version and a kind of longer version, and just wanting to sort of talk that out a little bit. And I was going to make an Instagram post, but like, to be perfectly honest, like I hate long-winded Instagram posts. I don't like typing long-winded bullshit on Instagram. I thought this might be easier. I thought I'd give it a shot. If it sounds like crap and if I'm too weird, I'll just delete it and I'll make an Instagram post and it'll be fine. Obviously, I didn't do that if you're listening to this. The TLDR is that everything is fine. We had a piece of technology crap out on us and it sort of stonewalled us. We couldn't figure out how to work around it for a little bit, but I think we have something figured out. I'm editing a new episode right now that should hopefully be out either next week or the week after, depending on how quickly I managed to get everything edited. And yeah, like there's no drama. Like, Adrian's still absolutely one of my favorite people in the entire world. Nothing's happened. Like, we're good. Everything's good. It was just, he and I are not in the same place. We don't live in the same place. So there are certain pieces of equipment that we need in order to do the show. And if one of those pieces craps out, it causes a problem and we have to sort of figure it out. And neither of us are in a place where financially replacing the bigger pieces is super feasible immediately. So, like I said, we've got a workaround that we're going to use in the meantime. It'll be fine. Hopefully, honestly, you won't notice a difference. You just noticed that we hadn't released an episode in a while. So, congratulations. The other thing was that, yeah, I know I've been a little less than vocal on the Instagram, and there have been the posts have been a little sparse, and the posts that have happened have been sort of minimal in content. And I don't know, man, burnout's real. Like, I don't deign to speak for anyone. This is literally just my experience, but this summer was really, really hard. And I think for me, sort of all of the implications of the last couple of years, a lot of that stuff just like randomly hit me. And it was, sorry, this isn't profound. It was fucking hard. Like, it was hard to deal with. And I hit a point in which I realized, like, within myself that, like, I was burnt out. and not just like, I hate my job, I hate everything, like not in a whiny sort of way, just like in a very real, like medical, mental health sort of burnout, where looking at a lot of that list where I'm sitting there like, okay, the things that I do to occupy my time do not bring me joy. The things that I can't scrape together enough fucks to really like do the things that I need to do, and where do I go from there, and sort of dealing with like kind of spinning out on my axis as it is. And I don't know, I took some time off work and talked some shit through with people, and did some things, did some research and that kind of stuff, and tried some tactics and stuff to sort of feel like, okay, I may not be able to do everything that I need to do, but what are the bare minimum things that I need to do in order to, you know, function and that sort of stuff. And, you know, I feel weird sort of complaining about that kind of stuff, because throughout the pandemic, I was very fortunate that I had a job. I had job stability, and I had a stable income. I had a place to live, all the kind of basic stuff that a lot of people were without. And given the grand scheme of the world, like, who am I to complain? Like, I'm super lucky. But that being said, like, you know, the last, you know, few years still impact you regardless of what's happened. And now with the summer and the recent political stuff, it's just, I don't know, it's been hard. I need to spin this. Shit's been hard, but talking like a teen is something that I do with my friend that, in the words of Marie Kondo, this is a thing that I do in my life that sparks joy. I may not always love sitting down and editing audio. That's not always fun. I may not always love sitting down and making a dumb Instagram post about bullshit or whatever. Like, that stuff, there might be momentary annoyances with that sort of stuff. But to be perfectly honest, like, sitting down and recording with Adrian is often one of the highlights of my day or my week. And it's not even that, like, that's the only time I talk to him. Like, he's like one of my fucking best friends. It's weird if I don't talk to him every single day. It's weird to not hear from him for more than a few hours. So it's not like we don't talk, but we do this show because we enjoy it, and we want to keep doing it, obviously. So, I don't know. I guess in conclusion, the podcast is fine. Technology is dumb and expensive. Capitalism is stupid. And we need to take time to prioritize mental health. And I think that's been something that I've been working on a lot the last couple of months. And I know I'm not 100%, but I'm doing better. And that's cool. Big fan of that. And I guess the biggest thing is that we have some fun stuff planned for you guys. Some of the episodes that we've already recorded that I've been working on have been really fun. And we have plans for some things in the future that I'm very excited about. And this is something that we both enjoy doing, and that's something that I personally hope that we can keep doing for a long time. And I hope that it, how do I say this without sounding schmaltzy? I hope that it makes the people that listen to it happy. I hope that it makes you laugh. I hope that listening to it is a positive experience. I hope that you're not, you know, I hope that you don't end an episode worse off than you were when you started. I know that's kind of putting the bar on the floor, but I'm going to put the bar on the floor. And hopefully we can clear that. Yeah, we love you guys. And we hope that you're all doing well. And we hope that things get better. We hope that whatever wherever your sense of normalcy lies, we hope that somehow you can get back to that, or that you're already there. And we hope that that sense of normalcy is a net positive for you. Not that the goal needs to be normalcy, but just something that feels comfortable and safe, and that makes you, you know, feel happy and warm and loved and all that kind of stuff. We want nothing but the best for you guys, because you're all great and you deserve it. So I know I did an intro that was the opposite of our intro, but I don't know what the opposite of Don't Get Swallowed by a Whale is. So, yeah. I guess, I don't know. Just take care.